Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Talk TV's royal editor Sarah Hewson is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Sarah, has the Kate Middleton photo controversy been put to bed?
Sadly not, Andrea. I mean, we have had this very unusual, rare personal statement from the Princess of Wales this morning, acknowledging that it was her who edited the photograph and saying that, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing, expressing her apologies for any confusion that the photograph has caused.
And for people who didn't see this over the weekend, this is the photograph of Kate Middleton with the three kids.
Yes, taken, we were told, by Kensington Palace, by the Prince of Wales last week at Windsor and released to mark Mother's Day. And the idea was that this was a lovely family photo showing Kate looking really well and the three children laughing around her, and that it would, as well as marking Mother's Day, it would also dampen some of the speculation and the conspiracy theories that have been running out of control. Instead, it has really backfired and turned into a PR nightmare for them, a real mess.
Yeah. Well, you were with me here in the show last week, Sarah, when we were talking around about the some of the conspiracies, you know, theories that had emerged on social media about Kate Middleton and her whereabouts and sort of leave of absence due to illness from public life. I suppose that the difficulty here for Kensington Palace is that the speculation hasn't come from the conspiracy theorists. It actually came after AP, Associated Press, pulled the pictures yesterday and issued a kill notice, which in media land translates to stop running this story or don't publish these pictures when they send out the agency pictures to other outlets across the UK. They pulled the picture yesterday of Kate Middleton and the three kids over manipulation concerns.
Yes, and that's why this story became particularly significant and very difficult for Kensington Palace, because we're not talking about conspiracy theorists online here. We're talking about five international news agencies, major, highly respected news agencies, including today the Press Association, which had said yesterday it was seeking urgent clarification from Kensington Palace, pulling that photograph from their services and asking all their clients to stop using it because they were concerned about manipulation. And newspapers, it's all on their front pages, and newspapers analysing this photograph, as amateur sleuths had been doing online, finding, you know, at least seven areas of the photograph where it didn't look right and it looked like it had been manipulated in some way. And then we have the Princess of Wales saying, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I feel real sympathy for her. I really do feel for Catherine. The last thing she needs when she's focusing on her recovery and is, you know, trying to get well again after major surgery is a big row like this. The problem is that the statement, and although it's very calm and very nicely expressed, it doesn't answer any of the questions around why the photograph was manipulated, why it was edited, and in what way.
Now, I know, Sarah, a lot of people will be listening to us today and they'll think, well, hang on a second, I rarely put a photograph up on Instagram that I haven't put a filter on. You know, we can all identify with that. The only question that I haven't had answered, and maybe you might be able to shed some light on this, we don't actually know when this picture was taken.
We don't. We were told it was taken last week, but of course, we are now questioning that because we're not so sure about what we're seeing. And that's the big problem here. Look, I've got three children of a similar age. It is notoriously difficult, if not impossible, to get a photograph where everyone's looking and smiling. And so this may well have been a clumsy attempt to merge the best bit of one image with another. Not a big conspiracy, just a cock-up. But the consequences are a whole lot of new conspiracy theories circulating online, front pages of newspapers talking about doctored images. And in the long term, I think this might prompt a rethink by news agencies and media organisations about whether they're prepared to use images that aren't taken by an independent accredited photographer. You know, we have had the Princess of Wales herself taking a lot of the photographs of the children, particularly to preserve their privacy and to bring some normality to them. And I think we can all understand why she would have wanted a photograph taken by the Prince of Wales while she's recovering at home from the surgery. But now that is going to be something that has to be addressed.
Well, every news outlet is talking about it today, aren't they? This is the last thing they wanted.
And it's also about trust. We need to be able to take what we are told by the royal family, by Buckingham Palace and Kensington Palace, at face value. In this case, we can't.
Sinead Murphy is on the line with us as well, Sarah. Sinead is a photographer and programme director of photography at Griffith College here in Dublin. Sinead, you're a professional and you look through the lens and you see the picture that we're all looking at today. Is it that simple to mess around or play around with the editing services on our phones or cameras?
Oh, it is that simple, and it's probably become simpler than it was, previously with, how software has developed. But, I agree with everything that you've said so far. It's a real shame because actually it's not a serious photograph. What's been depicted, the sentiment is lovely, but unfortunately the meaning or the intent of it has been lost due to the integrity of it. So what you're looking at here really is a composite. What looks like a composite of two or more images where Kate or somebody has gone to town on the clone tool or something like that. So essentially, as you have just said there, you're taking a picture of a group of people, right? And we've all taken pictures of a group of people where somebody has their eyes shut, right? That would be the most common thing. So more than one picture would have been taken at the time in that setup. And let's say one of the children's eyes are shut. So they've taken the eyes from the sequence, another image in the sequence, and they've essentially copied and pasted using the clone tool. You copy the eyes from one picture and you put the open eyes onto the picture that you're choosing. So straight away, that's two layers, if you like. It's a composite of more than one image. But interestingly, when you look at the photograph, as your speaker said there's at least seven or more things that don't match up in the picture.
Did you think that, Sinead, when you looked at it this morning?
Yesterday, I was glued to it yesterday, instantly. I'm amused by it because, look, it's not a serious photograph.
Yeah.
It's lighthearted in the sense of it is a lovely sentiment. It's just a family picture. There's no ill intent in this, right? We're looking at all sorts of images around the world at the moment. So this is kind of nearly a bit of light relief, but there is integrity. And the problem is that the first thing I did was zoom in on the hands. When you know these things and when you work with these tools, you can't help. We teach our students this, and also anybody that studied photography will have, or yourselves in radio and media, you have to look at media law, but we also look at ethics. So it's a huge part of what we do. So integrity surrounding a picture is very, very important. So when it comes to the likes of AP and the Press Association, they have a code of conduct, which is very simply, we don't alter, manipulate the content of the photograph in any way. But also, no element should be digitally added or subtracted. So what you're looking at that family photograph is elements that have been possibly subtracted, but looks maybe added, right? So eyes have been added or something's been added. So in order to add, you're subtracting, right? So if there's eyes shut, you're taking away the closed eye part, and you're putting in eyeballs from another picture or whatever. So that's manipulation. That's doctoring your picture. But as you said, we live in a world where
everybody does filter. I can't sit here and tell you, Sinead, I didn't put a photograph up over the weekend where there wasn't a sort of
absolutely.
I've less lines in my forehead looking filter. You know what I mean?
Yes, and that's the thing.
Why should Kate be any different?
That's the thing. It's become so acceptable. And the thing that's curious for me is that for someone who seems like she's such a perfectionist, right? And I think more kudos and more power to her for have learning about photography, because she's utilizing a very important tool that has, it's a very strong tool, an important medium that she has an understanding of. She understands the media of photography. She understands how her image can be manipulated and has been manipulated in the past. She's been on the receiving end of awful things over the years. So she's trying to take a bit of her power back by shooting at home and doing what she puts out. But I've never seen her using the clone tool or whatever tool has been used. I've never seen this before in her photograph.
Okay. And that's why.
The problem is, yeah, and the problem is, so look, she could have lightened things before. So let's say she lightens her exposure a little bit, or like you said, removes a line or something. But the problem, I suppose, is that the palace has issued the images to the agencies. So they've put it out as, they've done a press release. So they're saying this is news, and it's gone to very reputable agencies who have their own code of conduct and ethics, and they can't break their
That's why the likes of Reuters and AFP and Associated Press have pulled the picture. That's why Sarah Hewson, Kate Middleton as the Princess of Wales is entirely different to you and I and Sinead when it comes to releasing pictures from the palace account.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, frankly, I wouldn't have a clue where to start with editing a photograph, but those far more clued up on these things than me at Sky News have been analysing this photo, looked at the metadata, and they've showed it was put through Adobe Photoshop on two occasions, on Friday night and on Saturday morning. So it has been edited, and as Sinead's just been describing, there are various areas of the photograph that did raise alarm bells. And it, you know, it is a very lovely family photo issued for good reason, for all the right reasons, to celebrate Mother's Day. The problem was the stakes were really high on this photo because it's the first time we've seen an official photo of the Princess of Wales since Christmas Day when she was walking to church at Sandringham and since the announcement of her surgery. And so there was always going to be so much interest all around the world in this photograph as a sign that she's doing well, that she's looking healthy, that she's looking happy. And so it's a real shame
that's the reason
that this has turned out this way.
It's a talking point today. Sarah Hewson, Talk TV's Royal Editor and also Programme Director of Photography at Griffith College in Dublin. Sinead Murphy, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.